From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Saying our greatest hope is for peace, President Trump reversed decades of U.S. policy Wednesday, recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital and setting in motion the process of moving the American embassy from Tel Aviv to the ancient holy city. He spoke in a highly anticipated speech from the White House diplomatic room, the internationally televised 11-minute speech. He said, "Today we finally acknowledge the obvious, that Jerusalem is Israel's capital. This is nothing more or less than a recognition of reality."
While previous presidents have made this a major campaign promise, they failed to deliver. Today, I am delivering. I've judged this course of action to be in the best interests of the United States of America and the pursuit of peace between Israel and the Palestinians. This is a long overdue step to advance the peace process and to work towards a lasting agreement.
Given the potential for a violent backlash against Israel and American interests in the region, the U.S. Consulate General is restricting American government workers and their families from personal travel in Jerusalem's Old City and West Bank, including Bethlehem and Jericho, amid widespread calls for demonstrations. The international community reacted swiftly, U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres leading the chorus of global voices Wednesday, urging calm and restraint. This is VOA News. A study by the U.N. Refugee Agency finds what it calls shocking